All right, folks, we are back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB. All right, folks, using the full weight of my local influence, I have secured the presence on the line with one Brad Ball, president of Roadmasters Driver's School, here in Jackson, Mississippi, and they've got some exciting information that they want to tell the public about. We want to welcome to the WYAB, Mr. Brad Ball. How you doing, Mr. Ball?
I am great. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here, my friend. Tell us a little bit about yourself in Roadmasters Driver School. Tell us something.
Well, Roadmaster's been in business for since 1992, so over 30 years.
Okay.
And we opened up a location in Jackson, Mississippi some time ago, and it needed some work. So after being here a couple of years, we decided to make a very significant investment in the Jackson, Mississippi community. We put $1.5 million into the property to renovate it, tear down an old building, renovated the property, the pad that the trucks drive on, and put all new buildings in. So making a long-term investment in Jackson.
Wow. Folks, and Roadmasters is located in the old Puckett Machinery property over there on Highway 80 and Highland Drive. And they have made some tremendous improvements. I rode through there. Yeah, whoa, what's going on over here? And I saw the asphalt. And I'm impressed, Mr. Ball. Good investment.
Thank you very much. Well, we're happy to be here. This is a great opportunity.
And this is your first time in the Jackson area?
Well, I was here when we first bought the property and first opened up.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely wanted to come back and sort of have a brand new ribbon cutting for this new property because it's sparkling clean, and we're going to be able to train and give opportunity to a lot more Jackson residents.
Okay, tell us about Roadmasters Driver School and what is it that you're hoping to accomplish, and what are you offering the public? What do the public need to know about how they can access the things that you're offering?
Yeah, so Roadmasters has been in business since 1992. We now have 20 locations across the country,
mm-hmm.
In 11 states, and we offer the opportunity to people to go from unemployed or underemployed and in as short as a month, be fully trained and ready to become a Class A professional truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Entry-level positions in that start at about $66,000 a year. So it's a fantastic opportunity. I don't know where else you can go to get a month of training and have that kind of income increase. And we're not looking for, you know, college graduates. We're looking for people that just want to work hard. And the trucking industry offers a great bunch of benefits. There's no pay gap tied to race or gender. Everybody gets paid by the mile. So it's just a fantastic opportunity. We have a 4-week program, and you come in and we'll meet with you and make sure you're employable before you start. And then we will enroll you in the course. And you start out in a safe, enclosed environment where you learn how to drive the truck. You know, simple backing maneuvers, things like that. And eventually we'll work you out onto the roads. And then once you're ready, we'll test you, and then you go get your license and become a truck driver. And we also have placement services on hand here, so we make sure you get a job.
What is the demand for truck drivers? I mean, give us an idea of what the market looks like for somebody with a CDL.
So, especially in the Jackson, Mississippi market, it's a great thoroughfare for freight. You know, there's opportunities for everyone, as long as you can get through the initial screening process. We just need to make sure that you've got a pretty clean criminal background and driving record, and you can pass a drug screen. We place everybody in the job. So, you know, we're not going to start you here unless we're sure that you can get a job. The trucking companies have been in a 3-year freight recession. There's still been jobs for many, many truck drivers, and we're coming out of that right now. And what we're expecting is that we're going to get back into a driver shortage environment that's going to continue to grow over the next 10 years because the average age of the truck driver is 55 years old. Mm. So a lot of those people are going to be retiring. And as the economy picks up, drivers are going to be needed.
And then in this age of, because Brad, right now, I probably order two or three items a week. Just crap. I remember my mom when she was alive watching the Home Shopping Network, and I remember when she passed and I was moving out things in her room, and she had all these things she had ordered from the Home Shopping Network. Many of that stuff she didn't even get. She never wore the sweaters and the bracelets and stuff like that. But that's what I find myself doing now. So I know there's going to be a need for a delivery of goods and services, whether it be one little individual box or a whole truckload of stuff. So I think you're onto something about the need that the future is going to hold.
Well, yeah, I mean, trucks move about 72% of the nation's freight. But at the end of the day, every item touches a truck because whether goods originate by plane, ship, or train, at the end of the day, it has to move by a truck to reach a distribution center or a store or your home. So truck drivers are a central component of our economy and supply chain, and we're doing our part to support the supply chain efficiency and, you know, by producing cost-effective CDL drivers.
Let me ask you, who makes the best drivers? What individual type, you know, give us an idea of what an ideal driver consists of, qualities, work ethic, et cetera.
It comes down to the individual. I can tell you that we have people that are 21 years old mm-hmm. that become great drivers. We have people that just retired out of another career that become a great driver. Mm-hmm. We have both men and women. The female a driver is becoming an increasing part of the population. Mm-hmm. I think right now we're up to about 22% of our students mm-hmm. are females. And as far as demographics, people come from all walks of life. It's not a very discriminating career if you're willing to work hard and learn the job. We just, you know, it's all about safety. We want to make sure people are going to become a safe driver because we don't want to put an 80,000-pound truck on the road next to our families, right? We want to make sure that you're safe on the road.
Right. Folks, we're talking with Brad Ball. He's president of Roadmasters Driver School, located in the old Puckett Machinery on Highway 80 at Highland Drive. And what he's contending, and Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, that a 30-day, a month-long, 4-week session, somebody can go from being unemployed in 4 weeks, they could be on their way to making up to $80,000 a year? That's what you're contending?
Yeah. On average, 66,000 is what people are coming out making in the first year. Yep.
Awesome. And folks, this is it. I mean, and see, this is something that I'm mindset I've been of, Mr. Ball, and that is, Americans just in many cases just have too many choices. They don't know what to do. This is something that people who can drive, this is something they can do, or certainly something they can learn to do. My sister, I think she drove for like 22 years. And she retired, and she got a good retirement pension, and it worked out for her. She liked it. She really enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah, and I'd say if you have any interest at all, I'd invite you to just come down, take a look. We'll put you up in a truck. We'll let you meet one of our admissions advisors and get a tour. You can come see us on Highland Drive, or you can come visit our website at roadmaster.com.
Well, let me ask you, you mentioned earlier the process to save everybody some time. What are some of the things that's required for you to make the cut or not make the cut to be in the school?
We have to just make sure you're hireable, and we're mm-hmm. going to make sure that you're hireable up front before there's any commitment from you or us. We don't want to put anybody in school that can't actually get a job. So there's no obligation whatsoever just to come down and go through that process. It's just an interview and answer some questions. And once we make sure that you're hireable, you don't have to have a perfectly clean background. There are some tolerances, but we do need to have that interview and make sure that we talk through, you know, how things have been going and where you're coming from. And we'll make sure that you're employable before there's any commitment to start. So at least it's worth it to come down and just visit and take a tour.
Well, let me ask you also, since we're on that, the criteria aspect of it, has the regulations to become a CDL driver, Has it loosened? Is it easier? Is it, I mean, you know, just how complicated is it? I mean, is it a high hurdle, low hurdle? What would you say?
The only thing that's really been tightened most recently is the non-domicile requirements. It used to be that you didn't have to be a citizen to be a truck driver, but the administration I have to give credit to, you know, our Secretary of Transportation and, you know, Secretary Duffy and Administrator Barrs have been elevating the issue to put safe drivers on the road. And what they've done most recently is they no longer allow non-citizens. You either have to have a green card or you have to be a citizen of the United States to get a CDL license. And that's the biggest thing that has been strengthened. Also, there's been some new laws with regard to English language proficiency. If English is your second language, that we have to make sure that you're able to read road signs and things like that.
Yeah, that would help, I would think. Folks, we're talking with Brad Ball, Roadmasters Driver Schools. That's roadmaster.com is the web presence, www.roadmaster.com. So how often does the classes start? Is it like once a month?
Every Monday.
Okay.
Every Monday, yeah. And we can get you started virtually any day. We can get you started on your online theory and help you study for your permit, which you need to get before you start training.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you get the permit, but in the process of you waiting to get that permit, you're still learning everything you need to learn for your CDL. I mean, to be out there on the road.
Yeah, it's called the entry-level driver training theory. It's an online course that we can help you get set up with. And that takes a few days. And once you're past that, then you can start the actual driving part, the skills part.
I got you. And again, folks, this is the Old Puckett Machinery location on Highway 80 and Highland Drive. Roadmasters has set up shop there. They've got a great location there. They've upgraded the facilities, $1.5 million investment over there. They're in it for the long run. If you want to, again, change your life. There was a young man who worked with us down at the parking lot occasionally, and he was trying to figure out what to do with his life, and he ended up going to getting a CDL. And he's raising about five kids right now. I got a wife and five kids. And he's enjoying his life now. Beforehand, it was touch and go. He was uncertain about where his next meal was going to come from, how he's going to feed his family. And now he loves his job and the family is all, it's intact. And so that is a success story as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it sure is. And we can help people with financial assistance that come into the school. We have in-house financing and we have workforce, WIOA or vocational rehab programs. We also accept veteran education benefits. And our carriers offer 100% tuition reimbursement after graduation.
Really?
While working for the carrier. So there's a lot of benefits to checking it out as a potential future career.
Let me ask you, if somebody has a blemish on their record as it relates to have you ever been arrested, is there a threshold that they could possibly meet? In other words,
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Explain. You know where I'm going with this. Yeah.
We understand that, not everybody has perfect records, and so do the trucking companies. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have enough drivers if they only accepted people with perfectly clean records.
Right.
So what I would encourage you to do is come down and talk to an admissions advisor and be open and honest about what you've got. And we're going to find our way to see if there's a carrier out there that fits, your mod, mm-hmm. your model. There are carriers that have higher and lower thresholds for that type of thing.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of hard to explain over the radio all the various options there, but we certainly deal with and work with people with all sorts of backgrounds.
Folks, Brad Ball, president of Roadmasters Driver School. That's roadmaster.com. Check out the website, folks. They have classes starting every Monday. Check out, find out whether or not you qualify and you can get in where you fit in and start making the big bucks, seeing the country. It's a great job. And I know in Mississippi, this is not a union state, but there are unions that run some of these trucking companies or trucking companies that are unionized. Does that affect anything that you do over there, whether it's union or non-union?
It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a school of choice. So students can go to work really anywhere they want to go. We're going to do our best to help you find a place to go to work. And you can either choose that location or you can go off and do your own job search on your own. Once you have that CDL, you're certainly a valuable individual to a number of trucking companies out there. And some may be union and some may not be. But it really doesn't affect what we do here.
All right. Brad, is there anything else you want the people to know about Roadmaster that we hadn't touched on?
No, I think we covered it. I just want to say thanks again, Kim, for having us on the show.
Well, I'm going to poke my head in the door over there and meet you and just kind of get the nickel tour of the facility so I can speak more authoritatively about it going forward, okay? So you'll be seeing my cheery face here in the next week or so.
Well, you have to introduce yourself to our school manager here because I'm probably going to be back home in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, okay. Enjoying the sunshine.
Our school manager is Jason Carr.
Jason,
please come see him.
We'll do that, brother. God bless you, man. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. All right, folks. We are back. We want to thank Brad Ball, president of Roadmaster's Driver School, located on Highway 80 and Highland Drive in the old Puckett Machinery location property. And, folks, every Monday, a new class starts. Find out whether you can fit in where you get in where you fit in. The classes start on Monday, and you can be a part of it. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen a young man go from crawling to balling, feeding his family, living in Fat City. After he got that CDL, he was in a state of total perplexity. He didn't know which way to turn. And then he got his CDL. You can do the very same thing. So don't complain about somebody holding you back. It's you. You're just lazy. You quit. Matter of fact, it's the people you're hanging around. You need to hang around the people over at Roadmaster who can put you on a path to making your own money. When you got your own money, you got a different walk about yourself. And again, that's Roadmaster.com. Roadmaster.com. Triple dub, Roadmaster.com. And you'll find out the ins and out. It's not long to figure out whether or not you're going to be able to make the cut. And the cut is not hard to make. You just got to make the determination to make the move. So be of good cheer and get on the good foot. Put some muscle in your hustle and make it on over to 1500 West Highland Drive in Jackson, Mississippi. Roadmaster.com.